When people enter their final chapter of life, they often have heartfelt thoughts and feelings to reveal. And in many healthcare settings, a chaplain is available to listen.
You know, I'm privy to people's great secrets. I'm privy to people's great hopes and great dreams.
People share with you their secrets on their deathbed?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Things they wish they had done differently or been different or things that they cannot believe happened to them. And we don't have many opportunities in our society to hear those stories. And yet we all carry them. We all carry them. And so I think that has shaped how I want to live my life, which is just to be open, to be humble, and to be aware that this is a less than perfect world, and all we can do is the best we can do.
That's Reverend Beth Loomis, a United Church of Christ minister who's worked extensively in the hospice setting. Currently, she serves as director of pastoral care at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Clinical 7 right for assistance, please.
Beth Loomis has observed that contemplating how well one has fared in life is a natural phase for people as they enter their last chapter. They may look back on a path strewn with regrets and sorrow, or may be filled with moments of genuine gratitude. And for many patients, the final days are often a very human mix of emotions.
I think the hardest piece of facing one's own mortality or end of life is saying goodbye to everything. Even though many, many a person has told me they're not afraid of being dead, but they're afraid and saddened about knowing they won't see their loved ones again. They won't see their home again, their pets. They won't be able to do what they used to enjoy doing. That is the biggest grief for most people. That and potentially experiencing discomfort or pain, which hospice is very, very good at managing. So, yeah, grief is a huge part of it. But there's also a flip side to that, which continues to amaze me, and that is the joy people have at telling their life stories. You know, sharing with somebody who has the time to hear about what was important to them or who they missed or their dreams that came true and their dreams that didn't come true. There's a lot of letting go that's also freeing for people. I can remember visiting a woman in our area, I won't name the town, who was the end of her life, lived in a beautiful home, looked like she had a beautiful life. She had done an awful lot, but she had had a daughter who died in a car accident in high school. One of those got in the car with a wrong friend. This is the early 1970s and died. And even though she had her picture on the living room table, she almost never talked about her to anyone else. Her remaining family had had enough. They knew it was a big issue, but it had been many decades ago, and they didn't give her much time and space. And it was nothing more pleasant for her, if you can use that word, than telling me about her, what she was like as a child, the things that she loved to do, what she had hoped for her daughter in her life, where she might have been if she had continued to live, their vacation spots they used to go to. So it was, in some ways, that was a huge piece of grief that happened years ago, re-triggered by her own end of life, but there was a reconciliation and a freedom that came in her telling me about her daughter.